You're listening to SBS News.
UK! Hands up for Saul!
His supporters have been in full voice all week. On day three of his extradition hearing, Julian Assange found his. When asked by the judge if he was feeling well, he responded at length. "I can't speak to my lawyers with any confidentiality," he told the court. The other side must have something like 100 times more contact hours each day. "I'm as much a participant in this court as a spectator at Wimbledon." Magistrate Vanessa Baratza responded, "Unless you choose to give evidence and account for yourself, it is unusual to allow defendants to speak." The Australian supporters are concerned. Kristen Raffenson is the editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks.
"Julian is not receiving a fair hearing. To start with, he can hardly and barely hear what's going on in the courtroom. He cannot communicate with his lawyers without being observed and overheard by officials from the State Department, from the embassy, and from the Eastern District Court of Virginia."
Mr. Assange's lawyer told the court his client hopes to leave the glass-protected dock and sit with his legal team so he can discuss proceedings as they happen. "He poses no threat," said Edward Fitzgerald QC. "He's a gentleman with an intellectual inclination. He is no threat sitting with us." The judge said the court's security staff will need to be consulted and that the WikiLeaks founder might even need to apply for bail to be able to leave the dock. The matter will be debated again when court resumes. John Shipton is Mr. Assange's father.
"My own country declares constantly that they will expect from the United Kingdom due process. Due process requires that each side be equally armed. In the case, the hearing that we have seen today, Julian is in a glass box, cannot communicate with his lawyers."
Mr. Assange is wanted by the United States to face 18 charges related to the publication of secret government documents. His defence team told the court individuals can't be extradited from the UK to the US for political offences under a treaty between the two nations. The US government denies that the espionage charges are political in nature and contends that even if they were, the judge is ruling on English law, not international law. The extradition hearing will pause on Friday and resume in May. Whatever the result, it's expected an appeal will be lodged, meaning it could still be more than a year until Mr. Assange's fate is known. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.